This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. So I have a funny story to share with you today. I own a horse named Lacey, and Lacey has been known to get herself into trouble from time to time. Just this week, she was quite mischievous and causing a lot of trouble at the stable where she lives, but it wasn't exactly all her fault. You see, horses are herd animals, and they feel safest when they're living with other horses. And Lacey's pasture mate had to be moved, so poor Lacey was left alone, and she didn't like that. So she did the only thing she could think of to get back to her friend, and that was to break through her fence. 3 times last week, Lacey galloped right through her electric fence to try to find her friend, and 3 times she ended up running around loose, not able to get to her. I happened to be there the last time, and when she saw me, she ran straight to me as if to say, "I thought I wanted to be free, but actually this is really scary out here, and I don't know who's going to keep me safe. Please put me back in my pasture." Well, eventually we were able to move some horses around so that Lacey could live with her friend again. But I thought her behavior reminded me a little bit of us humans. How often do we want to do things our own way in life, rejecting the so-called constraints of God's love so we can do whatever we please? I know I have rebelled against God many times in life, only to discover that my sinful choices led to pain and chaos rather than peace. Sometimes, like Lacey, we have to learn the hard way that God's ways are best. 1 Samuel 15 tells the story of how the priest Samuel brought a message to King Saul, commanding him to attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belonged to them. Samuel told him specifically not to spare them, to put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. So Saul did as Samuel commanded, summoned his men, and attacked the Amalekites. He destroyed all the people, but kept Agag the king alive, as well as the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. Well, the Lord told Samuel what Saul had done, and when Samuel went to find him, he said, "The Lord bless you, I've carried out the Lord's instructions." But Samuel said, "What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear?" Saul answered, "The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They speared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest." "Stop," Samuel said to Saul. "Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." "Tell me," Saul replied. Samuel said, "Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission, saying, 'Go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Make war on them until you have wiped them out.' Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?" "But I did obey the Lord," Saul said. "I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal." But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." Saul had a calling on his life to be king of Israel, but he thought he could fulfill his calling in his own way rather than God's way. In the end, because of his rebellion and disobedience, Saul's calling was given to David instead, whom God called a man after his own heart. Like King Saul, the Lord has a calling and purpose for all of us in the kingdom of God, but our calling is only fulfilled as we obey his voice rather than doing things our own way. When we disobey God, we risk hurting ourselves and others, as well as missing out on the blessings we're called to enjoy in Christ. Fortunately, it's never too late to ask the Lord for a second chance. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we can be forgiven. Let's ask the Lord to show us any area of our lives where we may have not fully obeyed Him and invite Him to cleanse our hearts and make us new. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the example of Lacey the horse and of King Saul, who have taught us that disobedience always brings pain rather than peace. Show us any area of our lives where we've not fully obeyed you, and help us truly repent that we might fulfill your plan for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, there's no safety or security outside of God's love. If we submit our hearts to the Good Shepherd, He will lead us beside still waters and make us lie down in green pastures. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.